And I think one of the things that a lot of people battle with, like if they want to battle with it, is the whole working out and the whole diet thing. It can be pretty frustrating at times, and because like sometimes, and we've all got that one friend who eats like garbage the whole entire time. They can eat what they want as much as they want, and they never seem to change.
Yeah, never put an ounce on.
No, I walk past Wawa and smell something there, and I'm like, and I instantly put on like 2 pounds. It's just the way it seems to work for me. And I thought about it long and hard, and when I think about it, it's like, I definitely take after, like, from my mum's side, because my mum's, like, pretty small, I'm pretty sure, as we know. And, but, like, the way I'm built, I'm very much built like my grandfather was built on my mum's side as well. So it's that constant battle of trying to trim down and stuff. You work out and run a lot?
I work out the only time. And I've lost a lot of weight in the past year. But the only way that I've ever been able to lose weight is I have to eat really well and work out. Some people can just work out. I mean, I had a friend who would eat Big Macs and run miles, and he had a six pack.
See?
And that's, but he worked out. He had to work out in order to maintain that, but he could eat whatever he wanted. I have people who can just eat really well and not work out, you know, but for me, in order to lose weight and trim down, and I was heavy, I have to do both.
Yeah,
and I can really tell a difference when I let one go.
See, and I'm kind of like the same deal. Like I can't do one without the other. They have to go hand in hand. So what do you spend on exercise a week time-wise?
Probably I'm down to, I work out about 4 or 5 days a week. I probably about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours each time.
Okay. Well, they're now saying that just 1 minute of intense exercise will have the same health benefits as 45 minutes of moderate exercise. So you can just go, get out there, do whatever you need to do. Like if you run as fast as you can or do whatever for just 60 seconds, that's as good as just maybe just jogging on a treadmill for 45.
Half-assing it. Yeah. I also saw on Ellen yesterday, she said that one glass of red wine is equal to an hour in the gym. So if you work out intensely for 1 minute and have a glass of red wine every night, you're good. That's 2 hours of working out. I could stop.
I kind of like that. And there's this story that we found about this guy in the UK. And he lost so much weight in just 7 months. And he went from, like, having a keg, pretty much, not a six-pack.
He looked like a man with a pregnant belly.
Yeah,
And he's got a six-pack. I don't know that women can do that. I shouldn't say that women can do that. I feel like it's always harder for women to lose weight. You see guys drop weight pretty quickly and lean out pretty quickly. But for women, it doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, all he did was kind of just eat junk food all the time. That's all he kind of... But now he's landed a gig as a male model in, like, 7 months. It's insane. And it's true what you say. Like, you don't really see those kind of transformations with women so much.
It's funny because Kelly Steele from 105.9 comments about what I eat or me losing weight kind of frequently.
Yeah.
And I don't care because I put in work. And she's like, oh, are you starving? And I'm not. I eat pretty regimented every 3 to 4 hours. What I eat, I track what I eat. I'm not hungry. I mean, there are times that I'm hungry, but I'm not starving by any means.
Mm-mm.
But something like that, she's like, well, that's the difference. Like I had hard-boiled egg and a banana with peanut butter on it this morning for breakfast.
Which is pretty good.
It is really good. And so it takes a lot of work and it's exhausting. And sometimes, but we also on Saturday night, I sat there. We sat in the Wawa parking lot and I housed a panini thing, amazing.
You did house that.
Bacon, turkey, cheese.
And it does get like this.
But it's a balance. I think you have to have a balance. So you can't eat all one way or the other. I eat well 80 to 90% of the time. I eat extremely clean.
Yeah.
And then if I want something, I have it.
It's like this morning, I'm sitting there and I'm cracking like half a dozen eggs this morning. And it's like, it's the last thing you want to be doing at like about 3:45 in the morning.
Get an egg that was bloody
every now and again.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know it's pretty gross.
Yeah,
it's just
that'll ruin your day.
Yeah, it will.